WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 213, Grand Fiesta Tour, starring the Three Caballeros. Join us now for another of my Walt Disney World memories as we begin the long hike from the back of Epcot towards the exit and stop to say hi to Donald at a family favorite in the Mexico Pavilion. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. First, I want to apologize for the long delay between shows. There have been major projects going on at church, at my kids' school, at a new job, and that all combined to make it difficult to just find time to edit together another episode, but I am glad I was able to steal enough time just to get this new memory out. So let's get to it, shall we? We'll be continuing our day in August of 2018. It was a hot, sunny day. We just finished an excellent lunch at the Beer Garden restaurant in the Germany Pavilion, where we got to hear the Oktoberfest Musikanten perform, and now we're beginning to walk towards the front of the park so we can hop over to the Magic Kingdom for the evening. The family is in great spirits now that we've been cooled off, fed, and caffeinated. I can't suggest enough the importance of a break in the middle of the heat of the day. It will change how your days in the parks are perceived and will give you that energy to really make it throughout your trip there. We'll join the memory as we've made it to the Mexico Pavilion and are entering the building to try to catch a quick ride on the very family-friendly Grand Fiesta Tour starring the Three Caballeros. As we enter inside, our eyes adjust and we apparently get caught up in a wave of others doing the exact same thing, and the wait for the ride has spiked up to 10 minutes. I know. We talked with a cast member at the entrance who said it had not been like this all day until just now. I mean, we'll hop in line because, you know, 10 minutes is still not that long, and in no time we'll be boarding the first three rows of the boat and we'll float away past the restaurants and into the pyramid ruins for an adventure. The attraction has been a family favorite since, well, forever. It was one of those very first rides that my brother, sister, and I got to ride by ourselves when my parents paid for lunch in the restaurant. In fact, you'll hear my sister talking about the one time we got stuck for a while on this ride without my parents, which is a whole nother story now that I'm a parent too. The redo has changed the narrative and impact of the attraction, but it does make it a bit more accessible for children and doesn't really destroy that message that Mexico really is a beautiful place and not just what you see in the news. Before we jump into the attraction, I want to remind you how you can find out and contact or follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter all on our wdw-memories.net website. Don't forget, if you like what you hear and want to support the show, you can become a patron supporter. And as my thank you gift to you, begin receiving ad-free memories for as little as just $1 a month. We are up to 144 ratings on iTunes. Thank you for your continued support. I want to say a special thank you to Wes Fan, who recently left a great review saying, "I love listening to the sounds of the park and hearing familiar and nostalgic sounds from the parks. I hope this podcast continues forever." Well, Wes Fan, forever is a really long time, but let's just say we're going to keep doing this as long as you all keep listening. If you haven't left a review like Wes Fan yet, help me out. Make sure you give your feedback wherever you're listening right now. Those reviews not only help the show be found by more subscribers, but they also give potential listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family as we begin the long hike from the back of Epcot towards the exit and stop to say hi to Donald at a family favorite in the Mexico Pavilion.
Los tres caballeros.
Let's give 10 minute wait.
Thank you.
The hat.
Numbers 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3, guys.
Ready, guys?
And we can't just all be kids in the front. 8. We got 1, 2, and 3. You gotta have a seat. Can we scoot over a little bit? There we go. And we can put our feet up. Look. Can your feet reach? No seatbelt.
Oh no.
Everybody stay in the boat.
Every time I get on here, I remember the time we got stuck.
Yep.
We got stuck?
We got stuck for a long time.
Oh, really?
Look at the clouds.
See the clouds?
Look at the clouds.
So are there alligators in this water in Florida?
Yep. Alligators everywhere.
No, there is.
You don't think there's alligators in the indoor water? Yeah, probably not.
Probably in It's a Small World, too.
Just small ones. Just the baby ones. The baby alligators screaming.
Thank you.
are nice quiet fireworks, huh? No, we're gonna go talk to Crush. You wanna go ride Nemo and friends and go talk to Crush? Possibly.
Okay.
I think it'd be a good one for the family. For the whole family. It's like bumper cars. It's like bumper cars in here.
Remember to stay seated till the boat reaches the dock. Then gather your belongings and exit to the right.
Oh, have a nice day!
Remember to stay seated until the boat reaches the dock. Then gather your belongings and exit to the right. Hey! Hasta la vista!
Oof.
Remember to stay seated until the boat reaches the dock. Then gather your belongings and exit to the right.
Please keep your hands inside the boat.
Not yet. When we get up to that, to those rails, okay? You guys ready? When we get up there, we're gonna go this way, okay? Because there's nothing to go that way. There's a wall. Thank you. He's a helper. Thanks a lot. Was that fun, Elena? Did you like that?
we off to now?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.